You're listening to Academic Writing Podcast.
Brought to you by the Higher School of Economics.
Should we introduce ourselves?
Good idea. My name is Imani.
And I'm Jenna. Today we'll be talking about fixed expressions.
So these are some really good phrases that are often used in academic papers.
Certainly, to express the same ideas, you could use some other language. But these phrases are commonly used in academic speech and academic writing. So if you use them, you won't miss. Now you'll hear texts about the retirement age in Russia. While listening, please ask some questions. Why is the working population decreasing in Russia? What do other countries do about the decline in the working population?
At a recent conference, an expert from the World Bank recommended raising the retirement age in Russia in order to support the country's pension system. The expert cited a wide range of indicators showing that by 2050, the Russian workforce may shrink to one-third of its current size. With respect to demography, this decline in the working population is predicted by declining birth rates and relatively poor health among adults in their 50s and 60s. Currently, the Russian retirement age is 55 for women and 60 for men, with the exception of employees in certain industries who are eligible to retire at younger ages. As a rule, other countries have dealt with their shrinking workforce by raising the retirement age so that the pension system stabilizes as the proportion of workers to pensioners increases. However, it is not clear to what extent Russia can raise the retirement age for men, since the male life expectancy is just 62 years. Retirement age is one illustrative example of the variety of ways in which the world will have to make policy decisions responding to demographic changes.
Now we'll go over seven different phrases which are good for academic writing. First one, if you want to talk about a variety of things of a particular type, you could use the phrase a wide range of. For example, a wide range of sources. Or the hotel offers a wide range of facilities.
Or you could say there is a full range of activities for children, or the material is available in a huge range of colors.
The articles cover a wide range of topics, from the best experts in the field, from school to home to future planning.
Again, that's a wide range of. Number two, if you want to use a phrase to show uncertainty or doubt, you could say, it's not clear to what extent. For example, it's not clear to what extent the findings may be applicable to foreigners.
Or, it's not clear to what extent teachers incorporate the notion of having fun in their teaching.
Or, it is still not clear to what extent a new program will be realized.
Is it possible to use "we don't know why" instead of this phrase?
Yeah, that would work just fine. That's a little bit more informal sometimes, so you might not want to use it in academic writing or speech.
Okay, so every time you want to say that we don't know why, just say it's not clear to what extent. Number three, if you're describing some process or some fact and you want to show how far it is true or how great an effect is, you could use the phrase to some extent. Or to a certain extent.
Basically, both of these phrases mean that something isn't fully true, but you are sort of saying that it is somewhat true. For example, to some extent, what she argues is true. So let's say that you are at a conference and you agree with about 50% of what another panelist is saying. You sort of agree with him, but you want to say that your opinions are a bit different or that your data is a bit different. You could say, to some extent, I agree with you, but here is my data. So you oftentimes, to some extent or to a certain extent, is used with sentences that have but or although or however, where you're using some contradiction within the sentence.
Or you could say, to a certain extent, we are all responsible for this tragic situation.
Or, even though it is inaccurate to some extent, the article gives a thorough overview of the problem.
To some extent, US policy is a victim of its own success.
Again, to some extent.
Number four. If you want to say that some theory has influenced you in many ways, the phrase "in many ways" is not the best one to use in scientific writing, so you could say, in a variety of ways. So, in a variety of ways is a phrase to talk about several different sorts of the same thing.
So, for example, you might say patients describe their cough in a variety of ways, such as dry, occasional, or persistent.
Or the internet is an available tool for today's teachers, can be utilized in a variety of ways in the classroom.
Or we receive data from institutional research in a variety of ways.
These two questionnaires have been used in various types of research and have been investigated in a variety of ways, for example, by Bugby, Parker, Joffrey, Childritz, etc.
Again, that's in a variety of ways. Number 5. If you like to talk or write about a particular aspect or detail of something, you could use the phrase with respect to. So you could say, the two groups were similar with respect to the child's age and time of enrollment, but different in the number of observations.
Actually, I could use in respect of as a synonymous phrase, or you could use with regard to. This is a more neutral phrase.
You could also say, the tobacco use management system is polarized with respect to its goal, reducing tobacco use versus reducing tobacco harms.
Our data analysis revealed that the athletes didn't differ with respect to age or performance on visual research tasks.
So that is with respect to.
Number 6 is a typical phrase to talk about habit or the normal state of things, something that is true in most cases. And the phrase is as a rule.
So as a result of wars throughout history, as a rule, the less advanced civilization is destroyed or enslaved.
Ad agencies, as a rule, have shorter deadlines and pay less for the same assignments.
Or podcasts are short, as a rule.
So true. Again, this was as a rule.
And finally, if you'd like to talk about a number of cases that are the same except one, or not including one, you could say, with the exception of.
For example, all his novels are set in Italy with the exception of his last.
Or the same samplers were used throughout the study with the exception of one that failed and had to be replaced.
This research didn't identify differences in implementation, with the exception of alternative water supplies for hospitals.
Or all scales demonstrated acceptable internal reliability with the exception of positive peer norms.
Again, this was with the exception of. Now, you will hear the text one more time. There were 7 phrases which we have studied today. Can you identify these phrases? Can you find them in the text?
At a recent conference, an expert from the World Bank recommended raising the retirement age in Russia in order to support the country's pension system. The expert cited a wide range of indicators showing that by 2050, the Russian workforce may shrink to 1/3 of its current size. With respect to demography, this decline in the working population is predicted by declining birth rates and relatively poor health among adults in their 50s and 60s. Currently, the Russian retirement age is 55 for women and 60 for men, with the exception of employees in certain industries who are eligible to retire at younger ages. As a rule, other countries have dealt with their shrinking workforce by raising the retirement age so that the pension system stabilizes as the proportion of workers to pensioners increases. However, it is not clear to what extent Russia can raise the retirement age for men, since the male life expectancy is just 62 years. Retirement age is one illustrative example of the variety of ways in which the world will have to make policy decisions responding to demographic changes.
Now we'll hear the words from today's lesson one by one.
A wide range of.
It's not clear to what extent.
To some extent.
In a variety of ways.
With respect to.
As a rule.
With the exception of. Now we'll give you some homework. Please listen to each of the following sentences and finish each of the sentences using some of our vocabulary words.
If you want to talk about a variety of things of a particular type, talking about many things, which phrase could you use?
a variety of ways, or a wide range of. Let's say that you do research on two groups, on librarians and on bankers, and you want to talk about just your responses and the data that you got from the librarians. What could you say about your information focusing on the librarians?
With respect to, if you're all of a sudden writing about the world economic crisis and you don't know how severe it will be, a good phrase for not knowing will be to use,
"It is not clear to what extent." If you're doing a literature review and you're talking about a fact that all of the researchers have generally found to be true, what is a word you could use to summarize it?
As a rule, if you've got several samples from a field work and all the samples show the same pattern but one, so the one of the samples kinda stands out, you could say that all of your samples are identical,
with the exception of the last one. If you want to say that you think a theory is partially true or only somewhat true, how would you describe it?
To some extent, or to a certain extent. You've been happily listening to the Academic Writing Podcast,
brought to you by the Higher School of Economics.
And my name is André.
And my name is Martina.
So if you want to find out more, you can go to our website and download some more podcasts on academic writing. You will also find PDF files online. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening.